Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jonathan Trivers. Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, great, Kemp.
Thanks for getting up early this morning. I know you live in the Pacific time zone, so this is real early for you. A little background on you, Jonathan. You spent 12 years at Sears, 6 years at Holitex, 4 years at Abbey, and while at Abbey, you served as president and COO, basically doubled the size of that franchise operation. You've written a book called One Stop Marketing, I believe you published in 96, and that you've also spent 10 years teaching at Southern Oregon University. On a personal note, you're also very philanthropic. You lived in Nova Scotia for a little while, and you ran a camp for underprivileged children. And still married to your wife, Karen. Did I do a good job there?
Yeah, excellent. I'm impressed.
Well, hey,
what are you talking about?
I'm honored to have you on here. You've got a message that I believe in, too, and that's what we want to talk about, and that's the outlook for 2013. And you feel strongly that there's a huge opportunity for independent retailers out there, and I thought we'd just kind of throw it out and talk about that, right?
Yes. You know, it's interesting, these five brutal years have shaken the industry, probably shaken loose 25% of floor covering stores are no longer around. But having said that, 2012 was really a critical year for the beginning of the turnaround, and I think it's going to sustain itself. But there's some other things that I think are of value for people to know in the industry. One of the things that marks an industry when there's a brutally bad time is whether they continue to invest at manufacturing at the R&D level. And most, when it gets really bad, just hunker down and spit out value products one after another. And certainly our manufacturer did a share of that and it was needed. But if you look at the new concept items, not just the new color, I think we get an A+ for manufacturers who literally didn't have the money in 8, 9, and 10, and yet invested in some serious R&D and new products. I mean, whether it's a half-inch tile that the Italians brought forward, or incredible improvements in installation materials and setting materials, or luxury vinyl tile, on and on, for a non-technology industry, in a mature stage, i.e. floor covering has been around a very, very long time, we really should be incredibly proud that the manufacturers committed to the future with new product ideas exactly when they didn't have the money to do it. And so I think it's really great news. And the doubly great news about it is that the consumer, who is so beaten up by well-known institutions who failed her government, her banks, you know, even the automakers for a while, all these large institutions that we come to rely on failed the consumer. And one of the key things she says is, I'm looking for something new. And it is really fabulous that our industry says, you've come to the right place, because we have a lot of different new items that weren't around before. And it really fits into her mindset. So I think it's really rather remarkable that for a non-technology industry, our manufacturers have done, at every category, a fabulous job of bringing forth really new creative products when they're absolutely needed.
Yeah, let me contribute to what you're saying here. I wrote an editorial in our February issue that the headline was From Hope to Certainty. And in that issue, I talk about Vance Bell, who's the CEO at Shaw Industries, who, you know, that company itself has spent $1 billion through this recession in, you know, retooling and developing. And he stood in front of his 3,000 or so retailers and talked about this NRI, or net residential investment, that he's been tracking. And it's showing that there is a tremendous pent-up demand, and also already starting to see a lot of investment. So people are spending money not only in housing but in remodeling now, because they're feeling a little bit better about where the economy's headed, right?
Yeah, totally. And that is, of course, seen, you know, two-thirds of our sales, it always goes back and forth, but basically are attached to housing.
Right.
It's either new homes being built and they need floor covering in the entire home, or it's existing homes being sold. And so 65% basically of the sales for floor covering go into a home. And so tracking, you know, what people are investing in existing homes or how people are moving or et cetera is really critical. I've been saying, you know, in 2009, the housing market bottomed out. And then I said in 2010, oh, no, it's now bottomed out. And I've been wrong every time. But at least now I can know for certainty, because it's history, that in 2012, the uptick started for both new home sales and existing home sales. Now, the new home sale market is brutally low, but it was up 20%. 20%. 60,000 more homes were built in 2012 than in 2011. January of this year, new homes 29.8% up over January a year ago. So the new home market is going to continue. Now, it's going to take a long time to get back to where it was in 2006, but that's irrelevant. The fact is, you are going to see double-digit increase for new home construction year after year for the next easily 2 or 3 years as it starts to fill that pent-up demand. Homes now, they're no longer smaller. They're going to begin to increase in size. So that is really great news for our industry. Existing homes were up 9% in 2012, and this year they will hit the 5 million mark, which is really an important kind of benchmark. It's always been a very good indicator of sales to existing houses if those sales exceed 5 million units, and they will this year. Then you look at the value of homes, because psychologically, if the value of your home is going up, it becomes your key asset and you want to invest in it. And the value of homes was up in 2012 in the top 100 markets, which is basically like, you know, 87% of all markets. So there's really excellent news on that front, and that impacts every retailer because it represents 2/3 of their sales, if not higher.
Yeah, let me just add to that. I mean, that Case-Shiller index coming up and what that does to consumer sentiment, I mean, that's just tremendous. And you know, that is one area that's probably the biggest area. We've gone through all this shenanigans in Washington, and we've seen one cliff after another come at us. But I think the biggest factor is what you just pointed out as far as home values definitely are on the rise. And, you know, we're pulling out of this thing. So let me ask you, Jonathan, I mean, where does the rubber meet the road? What are you telling these retailers? What can they do now to be successful at riding this wave?
Number one, I think they have to understand that they need to call out a very large percentage of their value products. What has happened is everything is kind of compressed. If you offered product from $4 to $12 a square foot, let's just make up a number, in these tough times, you then had products from $3 to $7, okay? So the top of the price ladder just simply compressed and came down. And so like an accordion, they need to now begin to fill in and get rid of a lot of value products and start filling in products at $8, $9, and $10, because it's still the baby boomer. They've held off. All the studies said she deferred a floor covering sale. She didn't just say, I'm not going to do it. She deferred it. She's coming back in. She's older now. She's got more money. And as her house gains value, she is going to be the prime mover for floor covering sales in existing homes. And she wants better goods.
Yeah.
We know that. I mean, in 2002, 3, 4, 5, I mean, she was buying unbelievably higher-end goods. That's the same person. So she is deferred, and now she's getting back. But shame on the retailer that leaves money on the table because they're scared to show better and better and better and more imaginative and more daring goods. She wants to see them, and our flooring retailers need to be the place that has them.
And what about these retailers that think, oh, I'm beaten down, the home centers, they've got it at this price. What's your advice to them?
Well, you know, the home centers, they've clearly defined who they are. Mm-hmm. They've decided to use labor installation, which is the only thing, by the way, that makes our industry different than almost any other. They decided to to trivialize it. They've decided to commoditize it. They're you know, we'll do a whole house carpet installation for $39, or some cases free, or, you know, $99, whatever. It gives the retailer the opportunity to clearly position themselves as a company that will take care of what she wants, which is a worry-free installation. She doesn't want a free.
Yeah,
if you offer it, she'll take it.
Right.
But what she really wants is it to be worry-free,
mm-hmm.
to be exceptionally professional so that that floor is worry-free in installation and worry-free for many years to come. The retailer has a fabulous opportunity to brag about the quality of the work they do as distinguished by just giving it away. And I think if they keep beating that drum and have new and better products to offer, that customer, the older baby boomer, is their customers to lose, and they should not lose them.
Mm-hmm.
They can keep them because they really offer the kind of services she ultimately wants.
And what is your advice around building store traffic? Is it now a good time for them to start doing a little bit more advertising to bring people into the store?
Yes, absolutely. I know that it was tough in the tough times, but they really need to reintroduce themselves. The customer was hunkered down. She decided not to buy floor covering, and she paid no attention. But, yeah, they need to reintroduce themselves. You can imagine the number of retailers that went out of business in a town, and then the rumors on top of it. Customers probably don't even know who is selling flooring today because of all the turmoil the industry's had. So absolutely, it's critical for the retailer. The manufacturers aren't going to do it. No one is going to go to the retailer with any kind of a big commitment. So it's up to the retailer to define themselves and reintroduce themselves into their town as having exceptionally great products and service, because she has not listened to that message, but now she's looking and interested and wants to hear it to know where to go.
All right, Jonathan, this is great. You know, I guess to summarize all this, she hasn't been in the market in a while, and now's the good time to get her in the store, and when she gets into the store, show her better goods, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really the best opportunity now. And, you know, I have to tell you, the first baby boomers are now 66.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike their parents, many of them are staying right where they are.
Yeah.
And they're improving their home, and they're buying things that were not practical 10 or 15 years ago when they had children. And they're going to buy special products that really hit the buyer as being unique and fun to live with. And a lot of the kind of practical issues of we have children and dogs are put to side. So better and imaginative designs. You know, she's jazzed. She loves to see new stuff and creative stuff. And the store that presents itself as being that purveyor, that seller of creative, lovely floor designs is absolutely right for today and tomorrow and quite a few tomorrows in the future.
Yeah. Okay, great. Jonathan, it's good to get your advice for these retailers. Again, we've been talking to Jonathan Trivers, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floordaily.net.